AI systems face unique cyber threats, and security can't be an afterthought. As developers, we need to build robust defenses from the ground up. This means embedding security into every stage of development. Think of it as designing trust into the system. By prioritizing security, we ensure our AI applications are reliable and safe. That's a goal we all share. Security is most effective when addressed early, during design. It's the most cost-effective investment you can make. A flawless implementation can't fix a design flaw. This is especially true with AI-augmented teams. Your initial design choices define the security limits of your AI tool's output. Good designs make for more secure AI systems. A truly secure system relies on a strong base. We've taken the classic Salzer and Schroeder principles and combined them with zero trust. Economy of mechanism means aiming for elegant simplicity. Fewer parts, fewer weaknesses. Fail-safe defaults assumes denial first, allowing access only when needed. These time-tested ideas continue to be vital. AI-generated code introduces interesting security challenges. Its complexity can violate economy of mechanism, so prompt carefully for concise solutions. Refactoring improves readability. Transparency is also crucial. AI can obscure logic, so document the architecture clearly. Peer review becomes essential for spotting vulnerabilities and ensuring secure code. Mitigating AI risk builds on proactive security. Envision AI code as a strict gatekeeper, access denied unless explicitly allowed through defined policies. Configure your AI tools with the minimum permissions needed. Doing so limits the potential damage if something goes wrong. This approach leads us to complete mediation. When managing AI risks, think about privilege control. It's like not handing one person all the keys to the kingdom. Separation of privilege divides tasks across different AI tools, each with limited access. No single AI has total control. And with the principle of least privilege, we only grant the minimum access needed for each AI to do its job. This targeted approach significantly reduces potential damage. Security's strength often hinges on something we easily miss: people. Psychological acceptability is key. Security needs to be intuitive, otherwise users will bypass even the best systems. Another critical idea is least common mechanism. The goal here is to minimize shared resources. It improves security. Defense in depth. It's a security strategy that's like an onion. Multiple layers. The core idea is simple. Don't depend on just one security measure. If one fails, others are in place. We're talking about combining preventive controls like firewalls with detective controls like intrusion detection, plus corrective controls for when something gets through. It's about comprehensive protection. To properly secure AI, consider zero trust. The core idea is simple. Verify everything and trust nothing. It's about shifting away from automatically trusting anyone. Users, devices, or apps, no matter their location or network. Instead, we continuously validate identity, security status, and the context of each access attempt. It's a fundamental shift in how we approach security. Understanding where an attacker could break in is one of the most impactful things we can do to secure our systems. We call this attack surface analysis. It's about identifying every potential entry point. Think APIs, user inputs, even file uploads. Consider WebSocket connections, message queues, and especially AI integrations. These AI tools can significantly expand the attack surface. A smaller attack surface makes you a harder target. It's about minimizing exposure by reducing potential entry points. Think about disabling unused features and endpoints. Why keep them active? It's like locking doors and windows. We also want to minimize exposed functionality. This reduces the avenues an attacker can exploit. Secure design patterns are essential. Consider them proven recipes for baking security directly into your systems. Take the input validation gateway. It acts like a vigilant gatekeeper, scrutinizing all incoming data to block malicious entries from reaching your core systems. Then there's the authentication broker, a centralized authority for verifying users and AI tools. These patterns help streamline security implementation. Learning from past vulnerabilities is key to better security. A common mistake is assuming internal services inherently trust each other. Always enforce authentication and authorization explicitly. Don't depend on obscurity like hidden code for security. And remember, CL-Inside security alone won't cut it. It's too easily bypassed. These are critical points to keep in mind. AI's getting good at finding design flaws, catching perhaps half of them. That's a solid starting point, but not a complete solution, right? Here's a better workflow. AI drafts the initial architecture, then a human architect reviews it. Finally, AI double-checks for common mistakes. It's about combining strengths. Security can't be an afterthought when protecting AI-augmented systems. It needs to be baked into the design from the start. Think about your attack surface. Where are you vulnerable? What points could malicious actors exploit? Understanding these vulnerabilities allows you to proactively reduce risk. And reduction is absolutely key to a strong defense. What challenges are you facing? This is our chance to discuss specific security scenarios and learn from each other's experiences. I've also included some helpful resources for you. The OWASP AI Security Project, for example, is a great way to stay current on emerging threats and recommended practices. I hope you find it useful. Hopefully, this gave you some valuable insights and maybe even sparked a few new ideas. I'm very interested to hear your thoughts. What questions do you have? I'd be happy to discuss any of this further.